to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that burden flow. Father Fortin bears grilling fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Rubbing herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painted skies, and a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life, good time feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Hey guys, it's T and it is hump day.
Hump day.
I got a studio full of humps and we're going to talk about it. There's a secret subway down below New York City.
Selling sandwiches.
It's probably safer than the real one. The future of the brothel. I'll take that Jamie, rainbow. If we were young when we figured this out, I came across something story the other day I can't even believe. It's the year of the kicker in the NFL. We're going to talk about Brandon Aubrey and how far we think he can kick it, how far he thinks he can kick.
Mm.
It's National Constitution Day and Country Music Day.
Mercy.
Father Fortenberry, what's happening?
Happy Oh, get ready for these Woo Pigs versus Woo the Memphis Pigs. Tiggers.
You going?
Go no, Tigers, no,
we got
go.
A little bit has a birthday. Then I think we're going to go to the Deer Woods, but I will be watching it.
Are the What about the Turkey Woods? Is it the same place?
Same place.
It actually is the same place.
Okay.
DW.
Woo, go Tigers, go. This go Wednesday. Tigers, go. Go Tigers, go.
He can't even spell Tigers.
I'm just excited. We're about to talk about some Fromunda Subway. Like Fromunda cheese.
Oh, next verse.
Might be Jared down there waiting.
I bet you he's Fromunda.
Womp, womp. Well, you got to give it a button. There you go. And now we got the bourbon nerd. What's happening with you, bourbon nerd?
Hi, welcome, everybody. Sit down, have a drink. Just chill with us.
Oh, that's right. We got an intro we should have used. AI wrote me an intro. Yeah. We didn't do it. First story, there is a secret subway below New York City.
Fromunda Subway.
How secret is it?
That's where I got Jared in jail. He's making a sandwich.
Here we go. I'm going to tell a story. Under the cover of night, 20 feet below ground, laborers excavated an 8-foot-wide, 300-foot-long tunnel in downtown New York City.
That's a lot of sandwiches.
They worked for months in secret, and when it was finally revealed, the result was like something out of a Jules Verne fantasy. Clean, fast, and luxurious, complete with sofas, even a grand piano, and a fountain stocked with goldfish. I bet they were not alive when they found them. It promised to transform the future of public transit, not just in Manhattan, but around the world.
They gonna ride goldfish?
Jared's thing was say pictures. Under the covers.
Look. I'm just hoping they still got $5 footlongs down there. I go down
they
there.
They have them nowhere. $5 footlongs do not exist.
$5 footlongs.
That was the best deal ever. That was right there with the 29-cent hamburger. Hey,
Jared said, "Come into my tunnel."
They could come out with a $10 footlong and still be better than what you're paying today.
Jeez. Exactly. You got to take out a mortgage to get a Subway sandwich now.
So I stopped one day and got one of those salads.
Did you double meat it too? What'd you do?
I don't even know how I meated it.
He had lettuce.
Yeah. Dang, no, they yummy. Get you on the salad because what they do is take a foot long, take the bread off, and they half heartedly put whatever they think was going to be on the sandwich in the bowl.
So they put it on the bread just to have the taste of the bread. And then they.
Y'all know what's sneaky good?
What?
Their pizzas are sneaky good.
Their pizzas are good.
Oh.
It is. It's a frozen crust with fresh toppings. They are. Yeah.
It's a frozen pizza.
Yes.
Cooked in their ovens.
They got fresh toppings.
So Subway is the lowest of sandwich places.
It's really good.
I tell you though,
Jersey
Mike's.
Jersey Mike's
is good.
Bomb.
Firehouse is good.
Jersey Mike's good. I like Firehouse over Jersey Mike's.
Freddy's is
really
freaky. Fast.
No, I'd rather have Jersey Mike's.
Firehouse, and then
Jersey Mike's.
Not Fred.
I don't like Lenny's bread.
You know what I like over Lenny's, and you can't find them in your hard find.
Which one's Freaky Limpies. Fast?
I don't know.
Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's. Freaky Fast.
I've never had Jimmy John's.
I don't like Jimmy John's bread either.
No, it's not.
Never have.
They have a good tuna sandwich. Look, it goes well with the bread.
They need to spend more time worried about being fast, make it good. Because
it's good. You've been to bed.
Jersey Mike's. Yeah. Shaves their meat, stacks it on an attack. Get it Mike's way about yay tall?
No, Mike's way.
Look, that's what the women used to say with me. He's quick, but he ain't good. He's terrible.
You've been to Jimmy James, not Jimmy John's. You got the wrong one.
That was in Memphis. It was Jimmy Jack's. But anyway.
Jimmy Jammers.
So this is what that subway looked like.
Oh, nice.
Okay, that's
awesome. AI generated an actual subway.
How did we make that in the late 1800s and today we're making just trash.
Because we're cheap.
Because we're cheap.
Cheap. That's it. You're cheap.
Why are they in the tunnel?
Because they're a Subway.
I think it's AI.
That's AI.
I'm pretty sure that's AI.
Yeah, because I'm on
that. That is not AI right there.
That's drawn.
That's AI.
That's a Subway.
That's AI too.
That's not a real person.
That's AI.
Where are all the people come from?
What is he?
And plus, when you would travel back in the day,
what's it was like an dude?
Event. It was an event. Yeah, I agree. It was an event.
I would love to fly like they did back in the 70s.
Smoking.
Like, smoking.
The seats were huge, right. Too. I would say, when people were smaller, the seats were bigger. Yeah, it's not even
You're right. You're a good point. Like, I don't smoke, but I would smoke on an airplane.
People would dress in suits.
They dress in suits.
It was like an event.
Would that be an ultimate flex right now if you could smoke on an airplane?
Yeah, and people would sit. 100%. The seats were like big recliners.
Yeah.
And so people would get on a plane, have plenty of room. Now, a big man like me get on a plane, I got to have like 5 seats.
So
I got to buy 5 seats.
I actually commented about you the other day.
I don't think that's true.
Charlie's cousin works for Delta. And, We was talking about big people on planes. I said, yeah, I got a buddy. He said he always buys the extra ticket. He said he's going to be shit out of luck because now Southwest, you might not get a seat by each other.
Yeah. I know. I thought about that.
Seats are beside each other.
Hey, what if the person gets the middle seat between Terry but refuses to change?
Hey, if they are, I might. If they won't play that game, we'll play that game.
You know what? Somebody just had to deal with it.
Look, one of the best experiences.
I didn't realize you got ordered 2 seats.
Oh, yeah, you can get 2 seats.
I could have swore that I've seen 3 people fly by y'all.
Oh, yeah. But it's people I knew.
We don't care.
We'll lay over into each other's seat. Look, I was flying back from Taiwan through LAX, and it was an overnight flight because you like lose a day coming back. And I get to LAX to Memphis, and
did you hear when you was over there?
Well, 4. But I did not buy an extra seat. But I get on a plane and I'm in the middle seat, didn't realize it. And there's 2 guys my size on each side of me. And look, we squeezed in and we sat like this and we slept all the way from Los Angeles to Memphis.
We all three in the China Sea and it all been stuck.
Look, exactly. If that plane crashed, we would have still been in that position right now.
Y'all have been the only survivors.
They would have saved the whole plane. They'd have been like, come to us. They'd have been like, they'd have saved everybody.
I snuggled in and I said, we smiled at each other and we went sound asleep.
They found people scattered for 400 miles, but Terry and his 2 buddies are just stuck in the seat.
They're still on the crash site somehow.
I ain't even going to lie, man. I get frustrated when I watch Terry swim in a pool because he can float and have his drink and his straw hat.
But how can I not float?
You
ain't fat enough.
You ain't fat enough.
Sam floats.
You got to keep working on it, Jamie.
That's true. It must be genetic.
He is chilling.
Y'all got hollow bones. You're like a bird.
I'm down here on a hot inner tube, like sticking to the thing. Terry's just chilling.
And your daughter tried to do that, and she almost drowned 4 times.
No, yeah. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
That's his super. You know,
Terry, my superpower.
Terry has the ability to float. Like, he can float anywhere, literally float.
Yeah, I don't need the Dead Sea. I can float.
When they say reach for your flotation device, Terry he touches get, himself. Look,
he,
said,
I got it. Hey. He gave it to somebody else.
Hey, here's the thing. I've been to the Dead Sea. Terry couldn't get in the Dead Sea. Like, he would
walk on it. He would walk on the Dead Sea.
He'd be like, oh, dang, who is this?
I'd walk on it. All right. Look, we're going to get into some. I'm going to try to keep it G-rated, but...
G-rated?
So if your kids are listening, and they can hear this.
Do we have kids listening?
We do.
Yeah, we do.
We do. I know for sure we do.
Well, this is what we play for, like, lullabies and stuff when our kids go to bed.
Future of the sex trade.
Robots. All right,
I ran across this article, and I thought it's both genius, perverse, and crazy all at one time.
Okay.
All right. I like it.
You do.
All right, of course you do.
So...
Don't grip the mic like that.
let me make sure I get this right. Well, they tell the story about them walking in. So, a cyber brothel. Do you know what a cyber brothel is?
It's internet.
I mean, I got a guess.
An internet brothel.
Well, it's so they have those real life sex dolls in each room. And so you go into a room, there's no real woman there. Hold on. Then they put VR goggles on these people, and it's like they create their own fetish.
What was the TV show that the robot kid?
I was thinking about the
The girls on the...
The little girl with the dress.
That's what I'm thinking about.
The blackjack game at the casino.
Small Wonder? You know, oh, yeah, them little fake AIs, yeah.
I've seen it.
Get on a juggle machine.
Because didn't she have, like, laser eyes, too? She could do stuff out
of... So they're using real dolls instead of real women, and men are paying money to go to these brothels.
Do you think they're self-cleansing like a Roomba or something? Like,
there's no way. They got
self-steam.
Look, they tell the story of this article. Look, someone goes to this like big hotel place, never sees a human. They simply buzz in. They do it all on their phone, go up to their floor. They know what fetish they're into. It's all room set up. They put VR goggles, and they have this real doll.
I'm going to ask you
Then they buzz out.
And they never see a human.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Yep.
And this goes back to what's going on in our current times.
Yeah.
Do you allow people with pedophilia fetishes?
I was trying not to go there, Jamie. Yeah, but that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Come at Jamie.
Jamie, why are you making it so sad? It was one of
the first things that came to my mind.
Because are you a pedophile if you don't act on it?
I mean, I'm going to tell you what. People need to walk up in there with McAfee because I'm scared of viruses all the time.
Get that McAfee.
That's a solid joke. That was a solid joke.
That was a nerdy joke, but very solid.
Look, I'm not so sure I don't cut this whole section out of our next
episode.
And
you saved us from Jamie's comment. But no,
Jamie, that was the first thought that came to my mind. If someone, so it's a philosophical discussion.
No, it is.
So if someone,
is it wrong for somebody?
If someone wants to go in there and there's a doll pretending to be a young person,
I think it's still screwed up. Right?
It is screwed up, but is it wrong?
Yes.
Yeah, from an ethical standpoint.
Because I think it even goes back to AI generated stuff.
The whole thing ethically is wrong.
Ethical is out the window.
100%. I don't think it's an argument. 100% wrong.
So what if they choose to have a homosexual relationship and they're not
gay? Not illegal.
So does the whole thing?
We're not saying illegality.
Okay, if it's a rubber doll.
What if it's rubber ducky?
So does the whole thing.
I guess you could do that theoretically.
That's a bestiality thing, I guess.
I think whole thing constitutes a fetish.
Yes, it does.
But their fetish, it sets it up for like if it's a rape fetish or some really awful fetish.
Okay, is that different?
So where do you draw the line? That's a tough one. We're not even going to be able to.
I think we should rape. You got to delete that.
I may delete this whole thing. You're going to delete.
No, I know.
It's a
conversation.
All right, the next level has already started, and the dolls talk to you.
Oh, hell no.
No,
do they also complain so I can feel at home?
That's what I was
just
saying.
The dolls is like a headache.
Look, so if you look at AI right now, it's already...
The dolls, I don't feel good. It moves my hand.
What did you say? You hurt me so bad, Mr. Jamie. You know,
I got a feeling it's moving.
Fucking rolls over.
We might as well start over.
No, I don't know where this is going, but I thought this is the conversation I thought we would have. And you and I went to the exact same place at the exact same time.
AI is already being sexualized. Think about 100%.
OnlyFans is probably out the door because you can create
anything you want.
Look, you could probably create your own OnlyFans right now with Dreamgirl AI. And never have to show anything, and people will pay money for it.
They will.
Yeah, but they're already putting out there like all of the little things you can talk to and interact with. What are they? They're not normal. They're sexy looking. They're appealing to different people for different reasons. It
is if you like that K-pop stuff. They are. They look like K-pop.
You can absolutely find that, right? You'll have a girlfriend at some point. Someone will have a...
Okay, but you guys haven't answered Jamie's question.
I'm not pointing fingers.
Yeah, I have. I said it's legal.
So would rape fetish be...
Yes. That's their number one.
Is it really?
Yep.
So therefore, it's not illegal for them. But I would
feel better.
It's in Berlin. Is where this.
Makes me feel better, kind of.
So from a police perspective, I think you're feeding into it, but you're also creating.
But if you satisfy, hold on.
Yeah,
if
you're creating two sides.
If you satisfy their urge, are you really now? creating Damn. A monster, or are you solving a problem?
Are you just creating
where they want more?
You're 100% creating.
What if you do other things to it? What if you murder it?
You're creating more.
All right, for an example, the one they gave, and I didn't go through all the words.
It'll never be
the same. They said they walk in, and the doll had had, someone had bitten their private areas.
See, that's,
So
I put that man on a list.
That's a fetish.
Put that man on a list.
No, like, it's that stuff's messed up.
I've never even heard this before, and I kind of wish I thought of it.
Are you giving them a release for their addiction?
Or are you feeding them?
You're feeding it. 1,000%.
You're feeding them.
Because
their...
at some point, video games will not be enough.
No, you're feeding predators, and part of this is you don't have the serial killer anymore because there are too many cameras. But there are still people that have those urges. You don't. You don't have them like you do, or you would hear about them. There's two. You do, but you don't like you want.
So here's some comments people made. They said better to be violent with a doll than a woman. Okay, that's not untrue.
No, it's not untrue. But you know.
But do we feed?
But
that?
But here's the thing. So,
you have a problem.
So let's see. let's talk about gambling. If someone's got a gambling problem,
we all do.
We all do. But if someone's got a real bad gambling problem, you don't say, "Okay, well, we'll give you this virtual casino where you win all the time."
I need a virtual doll.
No, instead they just go gamble and look.
No,
if you start winning all the time because it's virtual, then you're like, oh, I'm a winner.
The addiction is not. Okay.
And then you're going to go.
Addiction is dopamine. Dopamine is the fuel.
The addiction, and they say like serial killers will say this, the addiction is not the end result. It's
getting there.
It's getting there. Yeah.
So
I don't know. But look, all I know is when I happened across this story, I was like, okay. I thought people were weird.
I think I've came to the conclusion that, yes, you're feeding.
You're feeding.
You're feeding the monster.
You're feeding a monster.
You don't want to feed the monster.
You're feeding
That's got a bottomless stomach.
What movie it was, you got two wolves you're feeding. You're good with a bad one, whichever one you feed.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It brings up a valid point, right? A very, very valid point.
It's one of the deepest discussions.
All of it's on the horizon. You're going to be able to do anything in AI that you want. At some point, but you could be sitting at home in a government-funded apartment and running your own restaurant.
What's the movie we're talking? What's the movie?
Which one?
Literally,
Idiocracy.
Could be doing that.
This is Idiocracy.
Yes, it's Idiocracy.
You could literally wake up.
We moved into
this is Idiocracy.
Is it Surrogate?
No, not Surrogate. It's with. Dang it! It's not serious.
Well, you're not the real person. Everybody has a VR.
Bruce Willis is in.
Yeah, so think
it.
No. This is a more recent. Everybody has VRs and they're not living a real life. They're just sitting in a.
You're living a false life.
But that's the Matrix.
Yes.
But then it's also there's a new. It had Leonardo DiCaprio in it.
I think that's right.
That's crazy.
That wasn't a whole movie. That was.
Yes, it was a movie.
I mean, it was a movie, but that wasn't about like everybody was in a false body.
It was
the craziness. Bruce Willis
was
the whole
in
thing.
One where everybody was.
No,
in
no. What's
machine.
It called when you have your little picture?
Inception.
Huh?
Inception.
No, that's where they go into dreams.
Yeah, no. Yeah, the one I'm talking about. You're sitting in a. everybody has like is hooked to VRs. And they're living a whole life of the VRs, and the guy breaks free from
it. Oh, is that where they had the money counting where you could get so much
for your life?
No, that's
VC?
In time. That's in time. No, go look up Bruce. It's a Bruce Willis movie. I'm telling you, because he's in it, and he keeps wanting to come out of it because he don't want.
What'd you say, Wes?
Look. No,
I love 12 Monkeys, though.
Well, you know, you could hit a point, though, where, like, you live a really, like, crappy life, but on the on that VR side,
Avatar.
On that VR side of the world, you're really satisfied with
Surrogates.
Your life.
Surrogates.
That's
Surrogates.
Surrogates.
Yeah. But is that Bruce Willis in it?
It was Bruce Willis.
Okay,
that's Surrogates.
Okay, you said Surrogates.
What's the woman that's in it? Because there's a hot blonde that's in it. That's his wife.
Rata Mitchell?
Okay, I'm talking about something.
But yeah, they essentially like she keeps wanting to stay in there.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
and he's like, he was a detective of some sort and had to come out of it.
But that's
like,
where we're headed.
Yeah,
look, I knew this was going to be, and I knew you went to the same place I did initially.
And why would you not go there? Because the dark side of humanity is what's going to always win.
Well, and that's every good thing ends up on that side, right? People use it for the dark side.
So we split atoms. We learned to split atoms, and we killed 500,000 people.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing we do that's good, we find a way
and,
to...
And everyone needs to go watch Black Mirror, all of them.
Oh, I love them. I have not seen the most recent season. I've seen two of the most recent.
I've never watched the Black Mirror.
Oh, they're good. It's like Twilight Zone, but done.
The first episode, the very first episode of the first season, I didn't like, but everything after that, it's awesome. It's the pig political
Get
thing.
Get
past the pig.
So why don't you just start watching the second season?
Okay. Oh, no. Second episode.
Because it was actually really good after
You would actually... If you watched second and then came back and watched first, you'd like them. Yeah.
We watched the first one and didn't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't watch the second episode. Get past the first episode.
We didn't watch anything after the first one.
After you get past the first episode, all of them are awesome.
Because
the first one's where the stabbing on the beach and all that, right? Is that show?
No, I don't think so. That's Center.
That's Center.
Yeah. First one is a politician that must have relations with a...
Yes. That's the first one. We didn't like it.
Yeah, I didn't like the first one either. And I pushed through, but after you get through that, they're awesome.
We're gonna talk about football. Y'all can all now jump off.
Jamie's like Razorbacks episode one.
What about NFL? Brandon Aubrey hit a big field goal the other day. It went through at 64 yards. This was last Sunday. He has had two of the longest field goals in history, and I got to tell you, I think it could have been good from 75.
He may have been good for 80.
But when he was asked, Brandon Aubrey said he figured that 70 yards, he has no problem trying from 70.
No, he can kick it all day.
70 yards. We know Cam Little.
I was going to say, who do we think he kicked farther, him or Cam Little?
Aubrey,
I think, was good from 75 yards.
Well, Aubrey, he didn't play football. He was a professional soccer player.
He was a soccer player.
He
said he is comfortable from 70.
Comfortable.
The new kicker for
Buffalo.
There's a lot of new kickers this year.
The kid that kicked five field goals other night
for Atlanta
last night. Yeah, for Romo. Atlanta.
It's something Romo.
Romo.
Isn't he a soccer player as well though?
I don't remember what he was.
So the longest field goals in history, Justin Tucker kicked a 66-yarder. Brandon Aubrey had a 65. Matt Prater had a 64. And then the other day, Aubrey hit a 64.
Oh, boy, he kicked a 71 in preseason, though.
That was Cam Little. 70
yards. He has a boot. I think Aubrey probably kick it a little further, but Cam Little would have probably cleared.
If only Arkansas had Cam Little still.
Why can they kick?
Just training better.
The kicker aspect of the game has become more important.
So you tell you, dude, I heard something said today that I thought was the most profound statement about football I've ever heard. He said, every drive should end in a kick, whether it be a field goal, extra point, or punt. Yep, he said, punts are bad.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, every drive should end in a kick. I was like, that's... His point was, quit thinking punts are bad.
You'll know something crazy? The Colts haven't punted at all this year. They have not punted a single time this year.
So who remembers the kicker that was the punter at Alabama a couple years ago? He would flip the field.
Oh yeah.
He punts 70 yards.
Boot the crap out of the ball.
If you have a punter or kicker that can flip the field,
they're pretty good.
So Cam Little or Aubrey, I mean...
But they're placed.
You put them on the 50, and you're.
And it seems like the best punters are rugby players
and soccer players,
or soccer
too.
Players,
or soccer and soccer players.
Bro. So intramurals in college, we had a guy that was a soccer player, and that's what he did. He punted for us, and no one ever punted in intramurals.
No one can kick the
this
flag
dude,
football, right?
Yeah, it was 70 yards, basically end zone is what it equaled out to. And he could kick it from one end zone all the way to the other end zone every single time he was a soccer player.
Mm-hmm.
It was unreal.
They'd be unreal, dude.
All right. Let's talk about SEC football this weekend. So let's start. We're going to save this one for last. All right. We got UAB at Tennessee. That one's easy. Anybody taking UAB? Tennessee. Tulane at Ole Miss. All right. Ready? South Carolina, Missouri.
Where's it at?
Missouri. South Carolina. Their quarterback had an off week.
I said South Carolina.
Auburn at Oklahoma.
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 I think Auburn's not near as good as they're.
And I hate to say that.
Yeah,
Oklahoma going to win that game.
They're going to beat Auburn.
All right, we're going to venture. Well, we're still SEC. Florida at Miami. I think Miami's real deal, boys.
Miami's real deal.
Miami.
Florida's yeah, Miami's not better than Florida.
Florida sucks.
Yeah. Southeast Louisiana at LSU.
Yeah,
LSU.
Everybody else got cupcakes. Sam Houston at Texas. That's easy.
Texas.
They're going to play one man.
Maybe.
I don't know.
He's deceased.
Georgia State at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's good.
Vanderbilt.
They got it.
Yeah, they're legit good.
Auburn at Oklahoma. Number 22, Auburn at number 11, Oklahoma.
Once again, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. We already did this Oklahoma, one.
Yeah, we already did it. We'll say it. We'll keep...
stay in a state.
Let's go with Arkansas and Memphis.
Arkansas.
Memphis, baby. Go Tigers, go.
Arkansas.
Arkansas should beat Memphis.
Arkansas
right,
by
every
six
time.
And a half they is should. A safe
like,
bet.
Just by 20. The conference and all
I'm
that.
I'm going to say six and a half.
Memphis. I think Arkansas is going to go big
three
on
touchdowns.
I said 20.
Yeah.
I think,
what's the spread now?
It started off 5.5. It's 7.5 now.
I say 7.5. 6.5 is safe.
I think Memphis plays a better game against them than you think. I say 14.
No, I don't think
I say Arkansas beats them by 14. 14-17. I think they play a better game than you think.
I say
they're going to win by one
so
touchdown.
Here's my thing. Do you think Memphis has a better defense than Ole Miss?
No.
Arkansas put 35 on Ole Miss and should have had about...
I don't
42,
know.
Memphis does
49.
Have a
should have 49.
Defense,
I'm going to say, I think Memphis may have a better.
Memphis
those defenses
well.
I watched there at night, both of them sucked. I think high school defense was better than either
but
one.
But they're also playing against the best
offenses. That good. That's
they're
right.
also playing against best offenses.
I don't know.
Damn it, Gary.
You can't look at it just as the defense. You got to say, who's the defense?
Memphis
playing?
Is going to surprise you. Just
oh, they're good.
Just wait.
They're good.
Arkansas is going to win by a touchdown.
So what's their.
One touchdown.
What's Memphis's. Who's. Who's Memphis won against? Troy.
Troy, which took who they take to the edge of the was it Clemson?
All I know is boys.
Troy's backup quarterback was in had the worst quarterback showing ever.
Yeah,
he was like he threw for 65 yards, rushed for like -11.
It don't matter. Go Tigers, go.
All I know is this weekend there are some easy bets to me.
Easy bets.
Yes. Easy bets.
I got a trivia question for y'all. Without googling, who is the longest tenured SEC coach?
You need a mic against you.
All right. He asked, who is the, okay? Never mind. You can go.
Who is the longest tenured SEC coach
currently
right
or
currently right now?
Oh, Bob Stoops. Or not Bob, it's whatever Stoops it is.
It's one of the Stoops.
Yeah, Kentucky Stoops.
Kentucky Stoops.
Terribly easy question, Wes.
Terribly easy.
He learned that at that bottle share Sunday night. Nobody got
that. Nobody got invited to the bottle share.
You forget, your brother's here.
Yeah. No, we should forget he's here.
He was just at home by himself going to his bar.
I still feel
he didn't invite me either.
After Stoops. What is this? What Stoops is that?
It's Oh, I think you may be right.
We don't know.
That sounds right.
Hey, Bob. I said Bob. Hey,
Mike
Bob.
Stoops.
What's
Mike.
The next longest tenure coach?
I'm going to have to go to AI to get
that. You're going to have to get AI to figure that one out.
I got AI mode.
I don't know.
It may be.
Well, it might be Heupel.
It may be
no,
Pittman.
No, it's not Heupel.
It may be Pittman is what I'm saying.
It's either going to be Pittman or Pittman and Kyle. Or,
Who is South Carolina?
Pittman coach? And Lane came at the same
Mark
time.
Mark Stoops is number one. Kirby Smart.
Schmidt.
Brian Kelly is over. And then Heupel, Kiffin, Eli Drinkwitz, Shane Beamer. Drinkwitz? Pittman came in 20 when Kiffin and Drinkwitz came around. So Brian Kelly, no. This just gave me all the years.
Yeah.
So the longest is Mark Stoops at 2013, followed by Kiffin, Drinkwitz, and Pittman came in 20. We got the low end of that stick.
Did we though?
Yes. Those two other two coaches.
But
look,
you got Bobby Petrino
dude,
now.
Drinkwitz at Missouri has really overperformed.
You know, Jamie's all
about Vanderbilt was in 21 with Shane Beamer in 21. I like Beamer. And then Heupel in 21. 22. Oh, Kirby Smart was 16, so we was third. Brian Kelly in 22 feels like longer than that. And then Billy Napier, who should have been gone a long time ago. Came in 22.
You know what they call him? Is an insult? They call him Sunbelt Billy.
Hugh Freeze has been at Auburn since 23. Really? I'm surprised by that.
Where did he go
Venables
after
Venables has been at Oklahoma since 22.
So here's the thing about Pittman. Take away the COVID year.
Pittman ain't the head coach. Tyson Chicken is. That's the head coach.
Take away the COVID year, and he has 1 year that he didn't make playoff or a bowl game. Because you can't really count that COVID.
Look, Sam do Pittman we really count bowl games for anything?
I would dare say.
Bowl games are such trash.
Well,
trash.
I would dare say Pittman has outperformed. He's outkicked his coverage. He has,
100%.
He has performed better than we expect. By all means. The offense, but that's not his offense. That is
no, it shouldn't be.
Patino's offense.
But it shouldn't be his offense.
Bobby Petrino's.
He's a head coach. He's not offensive coordinator.
How come we can have a defense, no offense, and an offense, no defense, but we cannot have both at the same time?
Because of the nature of the game right now, you can't keep players. Half our defense left.
So I know I'm the least, like, college football fan here. Dang,
really?
Money,
it's
money.
Like, do y'all not think like bowl games are just total trash and a joke?
They are a joke.
Yeah,
they are. I think they're a total joke. I think the playoff system's great for college football.
But
well, any so bowl the, game, but the playoff though, games, what are you, what the playoff are you
games hurt
for?
Hurt the bowl games.
Yeah, but screw the bowl games.
I think the bowl games have been dead for the last 10 years.
No, the Liberty Bowl's great.
Bowl game don't mean a thing.
Last 10 years, yeah, bowl do. Games have been yeah, nothing.
We can make it to a great.
Bowl games are dead.
Like, Birmingham Bowl's terrible. I don't care about Birmingham Bowl or Texas
all of
Bowl.
Them don't mean a thing.
Liberty Bowl's great. Cotton Bowl's great. The old school bowls are
old
like.
School. So that's yeah.
But with the whole NIL thing now, so many players are not playing it. People are playing their third string players.
Yeah, and a bowl game.
Unless you're like a mid range college.
And
if
then you're
high
playing
end,
your players, right?
You're getting drafted for another team the next year and you ain't playing. Like, what was it, 2 years ago, Ohio State was in a big bowl game. They were playing, like...
Bowl games are for money. It's a money
who
grab.
Who were they playing?
It.
They were playing Michigan.
Yes.
It wasn't Michigan. It was somebody else
but,
2 years ago.
But
they
dude,
had a third straight quarterback.
Going to a bowl game, the environment, the pageantry that leads up to it, the parade.
It's the pageantry of the Rose Bowl.
Which Rose Bowl is a playoff game. Is not the Rose Bowl a playoff game?
We did not get into this yet. National Constitution Day. Do we love the Constitution?
Yes.
Yeah.
Country Music Day. What's your favorite all-time country music song?
Song?
That's tough.
Oh, song? I'll go first.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Marty.
Dinosaur,
that's definitely Marty's.
Hank Jr.
Could you sing a couple lines for us?
Because I'm a dinosaur.
He needs music.
That sounds like a dead
sing
dinosaur.
It, Marty.
All right, so Marty said Dinosaur is his all-time greatest country and western song.
It is.
Gary, do you have one?
Yeah, I don't listen a lot. I do like older country. I'm going to say, what was that?
Troubadour. I'll give him one.
I was gonna go Troubadour with George song. Strait.
I'm a lonely troubadour.
What was that? Pure country. Pure country.
Where the sidewalk ends and the road begin.
No, I promise to whatever.
I cross my heart.
There you go. Cross my heart. There you go.
Promise to
go, that one.
Okay.
Or Reba McEntire. Fancy.
Fancy. That's a great song.
We're back to Jack.
All right, Dunny, country.
Cheyenne.
What's
Cheyenne. I think, well, who that?
Who's that? Garth
George
Brooks?
Great.
Or is that George Strait?
George Strait. Cheyenne, yeah. It's a great song.
I like Garth Brooks.
Up from San Antonio.
Oh, yeah. Everything that I got.
Just
what I got on.
Just what I got on.
Favorite country and western song?
I'm going to go with the same artist as Marty.
Right.
George Strait? No. Hank
Weatherman.
Okay. Weatherman. Mm. All right. Whether a man or a woman,
okay.
Jamie doesn't
know. I
know
it's that or...
But how right. can y'all not talk about the greatest country western song
I just
ever
did.
Written? No.
Which
you
one?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about Mama.
Oh,
we
Mama.
Can't
and Trains.
We can't even talk about him.
Okay. And Prison.
Okay. Mama Trains. Right.
We're going to leave him out. Okay. You know one that is little known. Y'all may have never even heard of it. It was Garth Brooks did it, but he did a song version of it, and it was
Makes sense. Where the
Great Tornado.
He sang it.
And across the western sky.
The Thunder Rolls.
Oh, no.
That was
Chrysler
Dude.
Yeah,
Chrysler Dude, Cowboy Hat.
Oh, Chrysler Dude, that's
this
a great
Cowboy's
song.
This Cowboy's Hat by...
Matt, I would tell you my son's favorite song. And you know,
it's
Marty knows. My
that's
boy,
the greatest country.
My boy listens to some country.
Yeah.
He likes Red, White, Pink Slip Blues.
That's a good one.
That Chrysler Dude song's good.
It is.
With his Cowboys hat.
Yeah. Worn out.
So y'all don't tell me so. We're going to the beach next weekend. We're heading out.
I think
Marty's
you're a week
out.
Early.
I ain't big money.
Yes, yeah, 2 weeks away.
There you go.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Not this coming weekend, but the next weekend.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks away.
That's two weeks away.
That's right after Memphis beats Arkansas.
That's right.
So the girls are riding together, and me and Mac are going to throw some shit in the truck, and we're going to ride together.
Okay.
Oh, you're taking two?
Yeah, we're taking two vehicles. Mac told me, I said, talk about on the way over here, actually. I said, I can't wait to just me and you hit the road. He said, Daddy, I don't do nothing but ride this outlaw country.
Golly.
My man loves some outlaw country.
Got me chill bumps.
He loves some Hank, some Waylon.
Yeah.
Marty, hit that button.
Ah.
We're gonna
outlaw
get
country.
Marty, how about that outlaw country?
All right, thank y'all for watching. Hank Jr., feel like I die. Let's go.
Gary.
Fancy, don't let me down.
DW.
I don't know, man. A roach crawled across a toe of her high-heeled shoe or whatever.
Jamie.
Walk me to the riverside.
That's not country. Hey, guys, thanks for joining us. Hit that like button. Tell your friends about us. Love us, like us, hate us. We don't give a damn as long as you tell somebody about us. Life in the patio. This is our life. We out of here.
We gone. From the courthouse
wall. Oh. I'm living in the clouds and I ain't gonna fall. Somebody done save this.